We love the idea of being self-made, self-sufficient, and self-determined. But the Bible tells us a very different story. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are working through the book of Romans. One of the defining characteristics of our culture is the celebration of the individual. We are taught to blaze our own trail, write our own story, and answer to no one but ourselves. But Romans 5 quietly dismantles that entire way of thinking. Paul begins by asking us to consider a reality that touches every one of our lives. Can one person's decision dramatically affect everyone else? Well, of course it can. A husband abandons his family and generations bear the scars. A political leader declares war and thousands of families feel the consequences. One faithful missionary carries the gospel to a village and eternity is altered for countless souls. Then Paul makes the comparison even more personal. He says that Adam's one act of disobedience brought sin and death into the entire world. Adam's decision affected every person who would come after him. And at first, we resist that idea because we prize our independence. We want to believe we stand or fall solely on our own decisions. But Paul isn't simply teaching us about Adam. He's preparing us for Christ. If it troubles us that one man's disobedience can condemn many, then it should thrill us that one man's obedience can save many. The very principle that makes Adam's fall so devastating is the same principle that makes Christ's cross so glorious. The gospel reminds us that we are never as independent as we imagine. Our greatest problem came through another, but so did our greatest hope. Are you trusting your own ability to make yourself right with God? Or are you resting in what Christ has already accomplished? Pray this prayer. Father, humble my heart to see that my only hope has always been found in Christ alone. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also the Kachaquel LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Guatemala.